Y'all want to be the best. You know, the biggest shift for me was after my second year in the league. That was the COVID year.
Entire NFL is pushing back against a coronavirus outbreak.
And it was probably one of the craziest years I've ever had. Literally, I woke up one morning and I looked myself in the mirror and I didn't recognize who I was. I reevaluated everything. This is not what I came into the NFL to do. Have an average career. Like, what do I need to do to be the best version of myself? So I said, I don't care what the food tastes like. I just want the best food possible. Just literally every box I wanted to make sure is checked and some. I didn't understand how good I can feel until I started doing all this shit on a daily basis.
Amen.
And super consistent with it. And I'm like, holy fuck, I can run for days.
Max Crosby, he comes off and, I mean, this guy is amazing.
Like, I know there's another level and I know I'm gonna be there. And guys like you and Dana and real mentors that, you know, understand how real adversity is.
Talk a little bit about that transition for you and what was the tipping point for you when you said, I either gotta beat this addiction or battle this demon or it's gonna take my career. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ultimate Human Podcast. I'm your host, human biologist Gary Brecka, where we go down the road, everything anti-aging, longevity, biohacking, and everything in between. You know the guest we got on today. I'm actually super pumped for this podcast. He's slowly becoming a friend. I met him through Dana White, and I'm going to talk about our first meeting, how something that he did on the plane ride just really struck me. And I said, this guy is woke to wellness and deserves a voice on the Ultimate Human platform. So welcome to the Ultimate Human, Max Crosby. What's up, brother?
My guy, I appreciate you, brother. It's an honor to be on here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So we actually, I mean, I think we distantly knew each other, but I mean, we really first met and got to know each other on a flight. Dana sent us on a plane from Vegas to Miami for the fights.
Yep.
And I remember when you got on the plane, I was like, the first thing that struck me was like, dude, this guy brought his own meals on board.
I'm like, 100%.
He knows what's 100%. Up, you know?
Yeah, they looked at me crazy when I did it too. They're like, are you sure? What do you got? I'm like, I need this. I need this. I'm like, I got to stay on point. So,
yeah,
you know, it's 24/7.
So I noticed that you brought your own meals on board, and then everybody found their spots on the plane and we kind of sat down next to each other and we fucking locked arms on, and we just started talking about nutrition and recovery and training. And, you know, what's fascinating to me, is, you know, I had a conversation with Tom Brady the other day, and he was talking to me about, you know, these billion-dollar franchises in this league and all the opportunity that these athletes have, and that the real recovery and the nutrition is kind of left up to the athlete.
Yeah.
Right? And and so, I mean, clearly you're on that train now, right?
Yeah,
maybe you're bringing your own meals on the plane. So, I mean, talk to me a little bit about your journey with the, you know, in the NFL and professional sports, and like what sort of things are you taking into your own hands in terms of your recovery and nutrition?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest shift for me was after my second year in the league. That was the COVID year, and it was probably one of the craziest years I've ever had.
Yeah.
As far as just no fans. You know, I was getting clean myself. I got sober, had to go through that whole deal.
Yeah, we're going to dig into that.
So, yeah, that was my first year sober. So that year I was, like, trying to fill a hole that, you know, I was, you know, with food or whatever it was, trying to just stay sober and stay afloat. So I had a down year, my second year in the NFL. And I didn't feel like myself. I felt heavy, didn't feel right. I couldn't sleep right. And I reevaluated everything. After that year, I was like, listen, this is not what I came into the NFL to do. You know, just be a good story, have an average career. Like, I want to be the best at what I do. And I sat down with my team, nutritionists, strength staff, coaches, and like, listen, what do I need to do to be the best version of myself? So I said, I don't care what the food tastes like. I just want the best food possible for my body. I want, how do I need to sleep? How do I need to recover? Cold plunge, sauna, everything, just literally every box I wanted to make sure is checked and some. So that's when it started, going into my third year. And I had injuries too. After that second year, I played through a torn labrum. My hand was broke. And I was going through all that. So after that year, after that second year, my whole career changed. This is going into the 2021 season.
2021 season.
Yeah. Yep. And then I just took off. I didn't know, you know, exactly what was going to happen. I felt incredible. The best I've ever felt in my life. And I took off. I became an all-pro my third year. And I got a big contract. And then now I was like, okay.
A very big contract, I might add.
It was very, very good. Yeah. Very good.
Everybody knows about that contract.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done well. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's okay. We did that. Now what's the next step? And for me, that third year, that was just my first year really diving into, you know, my health and wellness and my recovery. Mm-hmm. And I've ever since then, I'm going on my fourth year doing it now. And it's only getting better. And it's just refining and fine tuning and finding what works best for me.
Yeah.
Because my personality, I'm obsessive. Like there's nothing more than I want to be than the greatest to do it. Yeah. I do it every single day, everywhere I go. And like you said, you see me on the flight. If I'm traveling, I got my meals.
Yeah.
I got my Normatex. It's every detail matters. So it's just refining that every day. So I've been getting better and better every single season, and I know I'm not even close to my potential. So that's how it started for me, because I became obsessed with that feeling of feeling the best version of myself. So yeah, it's been incredible. You know, in the NFL, you can do everything to be at, you know, closest to your absolute best, and you still can get hurt.
Yeah.
Like last year I played, you know, we talked about it. My knee, I had knee surgery, and was going through that whole deal, and I had to drain it every single week, and people were concerned. You were even concerned.
Yeah,
you're like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? But I'm like, I can't. Like, the only way to make it stop, you know, filling up with fluid is not do anything. You can drain it, but it's still, the more pounding, it's just going to keep doing it. So my point is, even though I do everything every day, from cold plunge every day, I got the sauna and cold plunge at the house now, so I can do it on the weekends and the off season. Like, it's 7 days, 365, but you still can get hurt. And that's why I want to stay ahead of the curve at all times, because I know not everybody's doing that and willing to do that. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of where it started for me, and it's only, you know, getting better and better. And that's why I feel like my career is just continuing to ascend, because I'm just dialed in on the smallest details and just want to perfect my craft.
I mean, I think it's the same way in business. And, you know, what was astounding to me was, you know, when Tom told me, he's like, take a guess at what, you know, they were feeding us before, like, a Super Bowl championship game. And I was like, it's got to be lean chicken, you know, steamed veggies, you know, spring water. And he was like, no. Breaded mac and cheese, chicken wings, reheated pizza. And I mean, that just fascinated me, because I think that, you know, so much of our time looking at athletes is like, you know, thinking about how do they train, you know, how do they train for their position? How do they train for speed, agility, timing, hand-eye coordination, strength, all of those things. And I think clearly that's dialed in.
Yeah.
But science has moved so much further in the you know, the art of recovery. And you can't enhance performance, quote unquote, but you can enhance recovery, and recovery is directly related to performance.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, 100%. Red light therapy, you know, lymphatic drainage, all of these things. So where are you getting this nutrition advice from? Is the league actually providing somebody that's like, Max, here's the meals we're going to put together, and you got a chef, and they're...
Yeah, so we have our nutritionist's name is Ricky, and he's incredible at what he does. He's from Canada, and, you know, not every team is blessed to have a staff like that. And
not a lot of good things come out of Canada, so that's good. I'm happy.
Exactly. Sorry, Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky. You're a good dude.
You're a diamond in the rough. But yeah, he's been incredible. I sat down with him. This dude's dialed in on a daily basis, and he helped me go through and explain every single thing I need to do. All right, we're going to be, this is the amount of macros. This is what you need to take to the exact time of every day. So it's like, I have 6 meals a day and I eat at the same exact time, and I'm not breaking that for nothing. And he's like,
listen,
like a robot, but that's what works for me. And it's funny, because you hear about Tom Brady talking about what they feed the guys, and this is what they ate at the Patriots and things like that. Like, that's real. That's all around the league. But it's on the player.
That.
Once you're a professional, it's on you. At the end of the day, you're responsible for your body. And your body is your number one. It's your meal ticket. Yeah, it's your temple. Your whole business. So you think you feel good when you're young and you just eat pizza and do whatever. But that's your version of good. I didn't understand how good I can feel until I started doing all this shit on a daily basis.
Amen.
And super consistent with it. And I'm like, holy fuck, I can run for days. And people see it. Like, I play more snaps than anybody in the league at my position by far.
Yeah.
And I've had,
you know, more tackles for a loss than anyone in the league.
So, DFL, tackle, all that stuff. Yeah. But that I'm able to do that because of my everyday regimen. And it starts with nutrition. It's my guy Rick Slade in the weight room. The guy, he had 25 years in MLB. He's going on his seventh year in the NFL. This dude, he's a huge fan of you as well.
He
would be fired up.
Get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we got to get him. But he's incredible. And he's another guy that's in that building. A lot of people are like kind of duck him when they walk into the weight room because he's going to make you do three extra warm-up sets so you get ready for the actual sets. And he's so detail-oriented. And if we're doing eccentrics, like three-second lowers, things like that, it's like 7 seconds. But he pushes you and pushes you past the uncomfortable point. And, you know, having guys like that and Ricky and, you know, the whole staff, it's like you have those resources, but it's up to the player to really go and utilize them. So for me, like, they have a meal room, but I pay for my meals. So I get the extra meal prep and I could stay dialed in. And I was doing that before I got paid.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but it's also not that expensive.
Yeah,
like,
it's not that bad. Right. And at the end of the day, it's an investment. It's like any other investment. All right, where am I going to put my money? I'm a professional football player. Like you said, my body is a temple.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm paying $2,500 a month for meals for my career, you'd be crazy to be like, I don't know, that's too much, or I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
Your body is everything. If you can't run, you can't go, then what's the point? And that's what, before I even got paid like that, I was like, I don't care what it costs. Like, I'm trying to get right and get on point. I know it'll pay off in the long run. And it absolutely has. And it's only gotten bigger and better. So,
hey guys, I think the most important website you may ever go to is theultimatehuman.com. That's theultimatehuman.com. Because on this website, we can directly interact with one another. You can give me suggestions for podcast guests and topics that you'd like to see me cover. You can ask me any question that you'd like. More importantly, you can sign up for my entirely free newsletter. It comes out every single week. I write this so I can get the information to the masses on how to live a healthier, happier, longer, chemical-free life. You can also sign up for a pre-order of my book. And if you'd like to take the genetic test that I talk about all the time, it's available there too. And lastly, you can even see all of the products that I use in my daily life for a chemical-free, healthy living style. A lot of people ask me, you know, what do you use in your daily life, Gary? What do you brush your teeth with and clean your countertops with? Well, it's all there if you'd like to see it. And you can, again, ask me any question that you'd like and get my free newsletter. TheUltimateHuman.com. I promise you that information will help change the trajectory of your life. And now back to the Ultimate Human podcast.
Yeah, you know, the staff over there with the Raiders, I love them and they've helped me so much. And it's just really about putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. Be like, listen, it's discipline at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can say you're going to do this.
Oh, discipline over motivation.
Yeah, all day. There's no motivation can only get you so far. Discipline is what gets you to where you want to go, and it's going to take you past to where you even think you can go. And that's where I'm at in my career. Like, I'm 26 years old, and, you know, I get a lot of pats on the back. Max, you're killing it. Like, I know there's another level, and I know I'm going to be there. It's just a matter of time. And that's what pushes me every single day, is just outdoing my own self. I look myself in the mirror. There's nobody I'm worried about. The TJ Watts and Nick Bosa's, respect the hell out of them, but I'm battling myself every day. And if I'm the best version of me, that's all I can control.
That is so awesome, man. I mean, I often talk about how we actually need to form this invisible fence around ourselves. We need to filter our environment before it makes it to the temple.
Yeah.
And so many, you know, times we just let the temple be the filter. We don't filter our water. Well, if you drink tap water, you know, your body's going to filter out the fluoride, the chlorine, the microplastics, the pharmaceuticals. It'll do it for you at a cost, right?
Yeah.
And the cost is inflammation. Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about sports performance and recovery, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, about 7-8% of our circulatory system is arteries. About 14-15% of it is veins. The rest of it is microvascular circulation. Our heart's not even capable of pumping blood in that area of our body. About 70% of our blood flow, the heart can't even reach. And it's, you know, it's called vasomotor activity, and inflammation and pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, preservatives, all these little microtoxins that we put into our body just start nibbling away at your performance. And I wish that more athletes would wake up to that. I think we'd see a lot less non-contact injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to be engaging in a normal explosive motion and blow an ACL or blow a hamstring.
No.
You know, that's usually because you haven't prepped right. And it's a shame to see so many, you know, rising careers that either cut short or not see their full potential because they're not just doing that extra little bit personally to, you know, to make that change. You know, it's out there in the public domain, your, your struggle and your recovery from, you know, from alcoholism. But, I don't think that addiction gets, enough of a stage of a platform, because I think that very often the way that society looks at addicts is that there's something wrong with them, or that an addict woke up one day and said, I just want to get really banged up.
Yeah.
My true belief after being in this space for 22 years is that an addict didn't just wake up one day and say, I want to get really banged up. They woke up one day and said, I want to feel normal.
Yeah.
And whatever it was that made them feel normal, alcohol, nicotine, promiscuity, gambling, you know, workaholic, that addiction was the search for normalcy. And then eventually they started running from a low, not necessarily running towards a high.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? I mean, talk a little bit about that transition for you, and what was the tipping point for you when you said, I either got to beat this addiction or, you know, battle this demon, or it's gonna take my career.
Yeah, you know, first off, the battle is every day, and it's still to this day. Every day I wake up, it's the first thing I do is pray, do my prayers. Before I go to bed, I do the same thing. And it's important. I think at the end of the day, there's millions of people that go through addiction. When I was in it, I thought I was the only one on the planet. I thought I had the worst problems in the world, and I thought I was the only one going through it.
Nobody understood.
Yeah, nobody understood me. Everybody's against me. Everyone's trying to, you know, everybody that wanted to help me, I pushed them as far away as possible. But that's the, you know, insanity of addiction. But for me, I woke up one morning and I looked myself in the mirror and I didn't recognize who I was. I was like, I didn't even know who I was looking at. And that was a scary feeling. And I was like, yeah, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. It's not going to last long. And like you said, you're running from the lows or chasing the highs. That's what it was. You know, when I was young, like, I was an insecure kid. I was a redhead. Didn't get all the girls. Like, I was trying to find that thing, you know, to walk up
nice
to the girl.
Beard,
yeah,
dude.
Didn't have a nice beard, you
little
know,
baby face,
jumpsuit, none of that. But yeah, I was, you know, I was an insecure kid. So like, I always wanted to fit in and be a part of something, you know, be a part of a friend group or be popular, whatever it was. I had my first drink and I was like, I got a personality, I'm confident, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at first it was like you said, I wanted to be normal. I want to be like everybody else. But at the end of the day, I couldn't just have one drink, and it just one led to another. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They always say it's not the 15th drink, it's the first drink.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stay away from the first drink. And that's what I've been sober over 4 years now. And I have the best circle around I could possibly have. And guys like you and Dana and real mentors that, you know, understand how real adversity is and how to get through things. And my circle is very small, a very tight-knit circle.
Funny you say that.
Yeah, I got my guys here, like, I went to college with them. They took me under the wings since day one. My cousin's here. There's not many people outside of that. Like, I love these dudes to death. I love my circle, and they know what I go through. But at the end of the day, I'm still me. When you get clean, you don't, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, I got to change who I am as a person. Like, no, I'm still a big kid at the end of the day.
Right.
I still love what I do. I'm still extremely passionate. I might have a little bit of temper still. It's still in there.
I might have a little bit of temper.
But that's who I am. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't run from that. I know exactly who I am now. And every day I wake up, it's a blessing. So that's kind of my approach on life. It's just like, I'm just trying to find ways to improve and fill that, you know, that emptiness, that hole that I had. And like the thing that I was always running from and trying to be something I wasn't, or just be cool or be a part of, like, I'm just happy with me. And I don't need everybody's approval. I don't need any of that. Like, at the end of the day, all that matters is the ones that I'm with every day, and people are going to have opinions, you know, no matter what. So the more, you know, fame and shit like that, you know how it is.
Yep.
The second you start having success, you're like, he's fucking fake. He's not a real.
Come the haters,
that's
dude. That's
how it is.
Oh, I got a whole.
Yeah. And I love that
haters,
though.
Yeah.
Like, I used to really let it bother me, but now it's like, shit, they're talking about me for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm doing something right. At the end of the day, not everyone's going to love you.
Right.
Is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're talking about you for a reason. So, that's my approach.
It's really interesting. One of the greatest pieces of advice I ever got was that if you want to shrink your problems, just grow your purpose.
Yeah.
And so your purpose is to be the greatest of all time. And that makes every other problem so much smaller. I mean, so you get some hate on social media, you know, you get some hate on Instagram or, you know, on some sportscast, you know, the, you know, you just blow right past it because the purpose is so big.
100%.
But you know, interestingly, you know, I've dedicated the balance of my adult lifetime to the study of genetics and epigenetics. And one of the interesting things that's come from this field of medicine is that, there's an emerging theory that, you know, addiction is complicated. You know, it's a complicated issue, but one of the facets is a deficit in dopamine, and dopamine is the main driver of behavior, right? So when you get low in dopamine, you engage in dopamine seeking behavior, and so when you replace alcohol, which was giving you back that dopamine, the addiction hasn't really gone away; it's just shifted. Mm-hmm. Right. So it can shift into a healthy area, like workaholic, workoutaholic. You know, you're now so dedicated to your career. So where has that shift gone? Like, where is it pointed now?
Yeah. You know, I'm still an addict. I'm a recovering addict. Exactly. You know what I mean? That doesn't change. That's who I am. That's how I was born. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, that energy, like you said, all my energy that I have that I, you know, used to have was going to the club at night and doing my thing and then trying to recover and come back to life. And I was wasting so much time.
Oh, dude, I can't imagine trying to perform after that.
And I'm playing in the NFL and doing all, it was, my life was unmanageable. Mm-hmm. Now all my energy is shifted into making real change. Everything I do in my life, whether that's for others or whether it's myself, I'm trying to help everybody around me and inspire people. I don't, you know, I'm not sitting here, you know, here's a handout, I got money now, here's this, everybody. No, like I really want to put people in positions. The guys like Shaq and, you know, a guy like Rick Ross even, like, they're really tapped into the business world, but they're also putting other people on and putting them in positions. And like a guy like Dana White, that's why I love Dana so much.
I love Dana,
like,
too, man.
He's the same way. And I just see how he is whenever he travels, he hands every bellman hundreds of dollars. He walks in. He's like, I asked him, like, why do you do that to everybody? He's like, I truly believe like it always comes back in the end. And my coach Gus Bradley a couple of years ago, he always say that. He's like, you give with no intent to receive, it's always gonna come back twofold. And I live by that. You know, any restaurant I go to, I beyond bless the waitresses, my friends, family, that's how I am. Mm-hmm. But I love doing that. And that's where that energy, you know, is being shifted. And it's also with my career. There's nothing more important to me right now than being the best football player I could possibly be. Mm. So that's my number one. I've been tapping into the business world, like we talked about, with getting equity in different businesses and things like that.
The
and
afterlife.
That's like that new high for me. And I love it and enjoy it. And it comes with real work and it comes with ups and downs and failures, peaks and valleys. But I love that because it's just another, I'm a competitive human being. Like I, no matter what I'm doing, I'm like, if I lose in a game of 2K, like my night is ruined. I will not go to sleep until I win and then I'll be good. Like that's how I am. So that's what I love about business. That's what I love about football. Like even being in the weight room or running gassers, like I'm not running gassers with the D lineman. I'm running with the skill guys, the receivers, the DBs, and I'm beating them. Mm. You know what I mean? Cause that's who I am. You know what I mean? I want to push myself to that brink. And that's where my energy shifted, is just becoming the best complete version of myself on and off the field.
Yeah. I mean, so talk a little bit about that. Cause at some point, you know, the career is going to wind down at some point in your life, and preparing for that afterlife, right? What you're talking about, like you're some of the business decisions you're making now. I mean, the stats for professional athletes are not good, right? You know, and you know, they make a lot of money in a short period of time, and then the percentage of them that go bankrupt, I think it's even north of 80%. Where are your business interests now? I mean, how are you evaluating deals? What kind of brands are you associating with? You know, what does that side of the Max Crosby look like off the field?
Yeah, you know, it starts with Dana.
Mine does too, by the way. Just give a huge shout out to Dana White? I mean, the most material change in my career, and the impact that I was able to make on humanity, absolutely unequivocally Dana White. I mean, initially my partner Grant Cardone for acquiring the business, but Dana, and the reason why is there's two things about Dana. Yeah. Number one, he is the most loyal human being on the planet. If he is in your circle, you know. If he's not in your circle, you know. There's not a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
And then secondly, if he's on your team, he is really on your team.
100%.
You know, I wish I could say in the public arena, you know, some of the calls that we've had, some of the, you know, he'll come to my house by himself before these UFC fights. We'll sit and we'll just talk for hours. He's just so full of wisdom. He's so real, so visceral, so authentic. And I think it rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
But the people that know him, that on that inner circle, are like, man, they're just so blessed to be associated with him. Because he, when I did this thing for him, he was like, I am forever on your team.
Yeah, I'm indebted.
And he is not shaken, dude.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I wake up some mornings, he's been hammering haters on my social media all night.
I'm hell
like,
yeah.
I look at him like 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. He's like, crushing him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what has he done for you? I mean, he's the one that introduced us. We rode on his plane.
Yeah.
From Vegas to
and
Miami.
And that wasn't even expected. You know, we sat there and talked for hours and now, you know,
he put us on and he wasn't even on it.
No, 100%. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Crazy, but that's just the type of guy he is. But
hey guys, if you've been watching the Ultimate Human Podcast for any length of time, you know that one thing I do not do is push products. I do not just let any advertiser into this space because I believe that the products that appear on the Ultimate Human Podcast should be things that I use every day in my life to improve my own physiology. One of them is something called the Echo Go Plus. The Echo Go Plus is a hydrogen water generator that you can take on the go. You essentially take the top off of this bottle, you pour bottled water in this, and repeatedly it will make high part per million hydrogen water. You press this little button, you'll see these bubbles going up in the water. That's hydrogen being created in the water. There are all kinds of peer-reviewed, published clinical studies on the benefits of hydrogen water, including reduced inflammation, better absorption of your supplements, better absorption of your foods, better balance of the stomach acid, and it feeds an entire class of bacteria in your gut. Hydrogen water, in my opinion, is the most beneficial water that you can drink, and now you can take it wherever you go. You can go to Echo, E-C-H-O, H-2-O.com. That's Echo, E-C-H-O, H-2-O.com. Enter the code ULTIMATE10 for a discount. Echo, H-2-O. Enter the code ULTIMATE10 for a discount. And now back to the Ultimate Human Podcast.
You know, to go back to on your point with investments, Dana was the first guy that I got in with. My first investment was Slate Milk. He took me.
By the way, I'm a huge fan of Slate.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
He ran the ingredients by me. I mean, it's legit.
Yeah, legitimate product. Yeah. I use it every single day. So it's, you know, not something I'm just go drink Slate Milk and I'm, you know, it's just sitting in the garage. You know, it's something I love. And it started with, you know, Dana. He took me to Boston. We flew out to Boston for a week and did a bunch of stuff. We had a blast, and he introduced me to these guys named Manny and Josh, the owners of Slate. And Dana invested already, and he was convincing me. Dana's like, bro, I'm telling you, just do it. He's like, just do it. Get your guy on the phone. He's like, we're going to do numbers. We're going to, you know, trust me. And so 100%, I was like, it's a no-brainer. I trust Dana. I, you know, looked into the product and everything. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So started with Slate, and now I got, you know, Zen Water, few other ones that, you know,
Zen Water, awesome.
Yeah, Zen Water. Those guys are incredible. You know, so JC, he's the guy that got in with me, and he's, you know, got James Harden, a couple other big players. You see, I got the Harden shoes on. But yeah, me and him are representing.
I got the Travis Scott,
Water.
So yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, I've been venturing, you know, going out and you know, searching in that world, and my podcast as well. You know, I started the Rush podcast. Tune in, subscribe if you haven't already. But you know, me and my buddies, we've been talking about it for years now. And you know, we were back and forth, what are we gonna do? And we finally were like, screw it, like let's do some post-game reactions. Like, not like the Draymond controversial. Let's get the real. Like, let's talk the game. Let's, you know, be straightforward, be informational, but also give, you know, guys a platform that usually don't get talked about enough. So, you know, that's kind of what we did, you know, giving back to the game and showing the respect to the guys that, you know, really don't get the love in the media like that.
Yeah.
So we started our podcast. We recently just signed with Shaquille O'Neal's, you know,
did
joint
you really?
Venture of Playmakers. So we've been out here, you know, shooting episodes and things like that. But, you know, that's kind of, you know, when you talk about post-football, I've been planting seeds in all different type of, you know, areas. So whether it's business, getting private equity, a wellness center, I'm taking these guys over there. We're opening a wellness center with Marty
awesome.
Cordova, me and him, and Dana's, you know, a good friend. We're opening a place right down here in Summerlin. So,
definitely give you guys some love on that,
you gotta
man,
come.
For
you
sure.
already know. We're going to talk after this. But, yeah, you know, we're doing all type of stuff. But for me, it's like I want to – guys like Shaq and Dana, those dudes – truly have what's the word I'm trying to find? It's a
cachet.
Yeah, cachet, a real empire. Like they've built an empire by creating real relationships, being genuine, helping people out with no intent to receive, and that stuff comes back. And that's truly what I've been building. I know I'm young, but guys usually wait till they're done. They're like, all right, what am I gonna do?
Right.
Like when I'm done, I wanna have 30 different franchises, and whether that's, you know, restaurants or, you know, wellness centers. I want to, you know, I already got equity in a lot of businesses. I got my podcast that I plan on doing for a long time, and just kind of planting those seeds. So when I'm done, I can pick and choose what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'll have a lot more time to where I can go out and, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be training the way I train because I'm in there 8 hours every morning.
Exactly.
And these dudes are like, get to the damn studio where the fuck you at? I'm like, I'm getting, my work comes first.
Yeah.
None of this happens without that. But yeah, I'm just planting seeds, you know, on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, before the podcast, we actually were sitting here and we had a talk about the authenticity of the brands. You know, in my industry, I think a lot of guys, you know, get to the top of the biohacking pile, and then, for lack of better words, they become a prostitute for every just product or service, and you kind of start to see it happen. And it's just here's a link for this and a link for that, and it becomes very inauthentic. And we talked about the fact that most of what you're associating with are things you use every day in your daily life, things that you really feel that you can stand behind. And I think that message resonates because people are very sensitive to whether or not you're just flipping something for money or actually is this something that he actually believes in and uses every day in his daily life.
Yeah.
You know, interesting. We share another love, maybe our first love. We both got daughters.
Oh yeah.
So yours has more recently come into your life than mine. She's my angel. She's my greatest gift from God. My firstborn. Talk a little bit about, you know, what happened to you, you know, as a man when she came into your life. How did your priority shifts? You still got a lot of time that you got to commit to the league, especially during the season. I mean, you got to be gone 12, 14 hours a day.
Yeah, at least.
So how's fatherhood changed Max Crosby?
I mean, it's changed me in so many different ways. Everybody's like told me and gives you that advice. You probably heard the same, like, your whole life's gonna change.
I actually was scared when my wife was like, we're pregnant. I was like, I don't know if I was that excited about it.
You're like,
I'm gonna get a lot of shit for this, but I was like, yikes.
It's real. Yeah.
We're actually really gonna have a kid.
Yeah, no, it's real. Like I couldn't believe it. Rachel like set up a camera, she did the same thing. She walked in and got my reaction. I'm like in shock. I'm like, are you fucking with me right now? What's going on?
Would she show you the line?
Yeah, oh yeah. She had a little box or whatever. And then it was like, it was hidden under. She's like, open it. And it was the test. And I was like, no way. But it's changed me for all the better. My girl is a little rock star. Like she's a cartoon character. She walks around the house with black shades and has her little drink. She walks around, hangs out. She's running around the house wild, demands everything. And there's nothing more pure than seeing your daughter smile and just enjoy life. Because like,
best.
You don't understand, like you have a different appreciation for your parents and things like that once you become a parent. Like you don't really understand what that kind of love is. And I remember, you know, being in high school, you go out and party and your parents bothering you, where are you at, are you good, blah blah, blah. And I was like, shut up, I'm good. Like, but now I can't even imagine, you know, being a parent, like seeing her grow. Like I'm so protective of her, but at the same time, like I look forward to it every single day, like just teaching her and helping her grow. Like she's so smart and she picks up on everything, and it's been one of the coolest things ever. And like you said, like I already have so much time dedicated every single day to my craft and to business, and I'm working literally 24/7, but I still, at the end of the day, I have to find time for it. And
amen.
I always will. And to the day I'm gone, she's my number one priority. So
Same. Yeah,
my girls are everything. I come home, I got my wife, my daughter, and I got three crazy ass pit bulls. But we have an incredible house, and like there's nothing more pure and beautiful than that.
And I just I don't ever give advice on fatherhood, but I will just tell you, man, it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah.
My oldest girl's 25. My youngest is 16 girls. And then my sons, I've got two sons in the middle. And just my oldest daughter, firstborn, like, you know, since the day that she was 4 years old, I've taken her on date nights. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we used to go in Chicago. We would go to like the Ferris wheel, or we would go to movie nights, or we would go to dinner, or sometimes we would just stay home and chill and watch a movie. Went to the Grammys one time, and she's 25 now. We still go on date nights, and yeah. And since her fourth birthday, she knows this. She found this out, but since her fourth birthday, I saved every Ferris wheel receipt, every dinner ticket, every movie ticket, every picture from every date night. And I built this file. I called it the Sunshine File. She's 25 now, so it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
Like we even went to dinner like three nights ago at the Greek restaurant. I just grabbed the receipt and saved the receipt. So on her wedding day, I'm going to give her like 25 years of date nights. You know,
that's incredible. That's incredible.
But dude, that's the greatest gift that God will ever give you. Because I remember my mom telling me, you know, you're going to have this kid and there's a whole person inside of you that you've never met yet.
Yep.
And you've never loved anything more than you loved yourself. And I was like, okay, mom, I mean, that's great advice. You know, yeah. What you're supposed to say, grandma.
Yep.
It's just so true, man. It's just so true. But, you know, you've got a lot of, you know, other than your daughter, you got another really strong woman in your life that was actually there, you know, before football and before the NFL.
Yeah.
And before you conquered the addiction. I mean, so talk a little bit about that, you know, that foundation that comes from your family, from Rachel, you know, like, what kind of foundation is she for you in your life?
Yeah, I mean, she's my number one supporter. At the end of the day, she was with me before I ever made a sack or a TFL or any of that. Mm. And she's seen me at my lowest, she's seen me at my highest.
She's seen the dark side, yeah.
She's seen everything. And yeah. More than my family, more than anybody, because she was with me every day. Like, we've been living together since college.
Yeah.
So me and her, I mean, she helped me. I mean, the first person to introduce the meal prep stuff to me was her.
Really?
She used to cook me meals and drop them off to me before.
She's on the wellness bandwagon.
Oh, big time. Yeah. I mean, she just did the test with
I'm doing a review, I think, this week sometime.
This week, yeah. So she's all for it. But at the end of the day, like, she's my ride or die. She'll do anything. She'll go to the end of the world. It's not about the money. She wears the same black tights and black tank
top. Yeah, so does my wife. Same thing.
She doesn't need anything. She's just a great mother. And she's there whenever I need her. And sometimes I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, so she's always going to have the truth. She's always going to be blunt and honest. You know, but it's perfect for me. And it works for us because it's not easy. And in my circle, in my life, there's a lot of people that want to be a part of it that aren't there for the right reasons. And she spots them out. Like, she's spot on every single time. Watch out for them. Watch out for them. I'm telling you.
My wife is the same way, dude. And they're always right. Dude.
Every single time. And it almost pisses me off.
We don't see it, dude.
It almost pisses me off. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, no way. He's good. But, and then 2 months later, I'm like, oh yeah, literally taking the knife. I'm like, these motherfuckers. But I'm like, Rachel is right every time. And I was talking to Angie. Angie works in the kitchen. She always gives my meals every day. And I'm like, Angie, Rachel is fucking always right. She's like, I love Rachel. She's like, she's going to be honest.
It's women in general. You know, I actually studied this, believe it or not. There's something called the Spain scale of emotion, the scale of positive and negative emotion.
Yeah.
And you know, we say women are more intuitive. They're actually not more intuitive. They're more sensitive to frequency.
Yeah.
And like, when someone's being authentic, they can sense it.
Yeah.
When someone's being inauthentic, they can sense it.
They sniff it out.
And then sometimes they sniff it out and sometimes they'll say, I can't put a finger on it. Sums up with that dude.
Sums
I'm like,
up.
What, baby? He's got great shoes. He rolled up in a Ferrari.
Dude, he's nice.
Nice suit. He's so cool.
They're
it's like,
watch out.
And then bang, dude, you get
every
it.
Time. It's yeah. every time. Like 100% success, right? It's crazy.
You know, you talk about a lot about getting to this place and the humility and the gratitude that you have and that, you know, the idea about giving back, especially about giving, you know, without the expectation of receipt. So talk to me a little bit about the Max Crosby Foundation. You know, what was the impetus for that? And I know you made a major donation to the Max Crosby Foundation. I mean, I think that says a lot about who you are. But what's the vision for that? And what's the impact that's going to come out of that foundation?
You know, it's my whole purpose. At the end of the day, like I talked about in the beginning, like I want to create change. And it's not only, you know, for my life, you know, I have to have my stuff in order to make change. And that's what, you know, my sobriety starts with, my routine, everything I do, being a father, being a husband. But at the end of the day, I want to help others. And that's what this is all about. You know, teens going through substance abuse like I did, you know, animal rescue. I'm a huge dog person. I have two rescues myself, three pits. So I'm a big animal person and I love giving back and helping people in need. So for me, you know, everybody's not, doesn't have a white picket fence and grow up, everything's cookie cutter clean and whatever. Like, I'm not saying I grew up in a terrible, you know, neighborhood or anything like that, or my, you know, my parents were together, you know, things like that. But I had some ups and downs in my childhood. Right. I went through a lot, and at the end of the day, I want to help those kids in need. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about, inspiring the youth and inspiring the future of this country and people involved, because not everybody has that platform. Nobody can. A lot of these kids go home and don't have two parents in the house. And I know how that is. Like both my parents worked when I was a kid. They're always working. Like me and my brother were alone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's real. And you know, kids were going through worse than I went through, and I still had, you know, a lot of issues. So at the end of the day, the main purpose for this foundation is create real change. And you know, not only donating my own money, but getting guys like Dana. Like Dana made crazy donations at our gala that we did recently.
That's so awesome.
And you know, they're just like, you know, people like that. That's why I want involved, because Dana has a real heart.
He does.
Like, he has the biggest heart that I've met. And like, I'm like that too. Like, I'll go to the end of the world. If I love you, if I truly respect you and I'm loyal to you, you could ask anybody, like, I'll go to the end of the world for you. So, that's, you know, that's what it's about, you know, creating a real change. So I'm excited.
Well, most of us have a very difficult time meeting our protein needs, and certain protein sources like whey protein and others can be as little as 20% absorbable. This is 99% absorbable, and it has all of the essential amino acids that the body needs to build lean muscle, to recover, to improve our exercise performance, and most importantly, to repair after we have intense exercise. So this is called Perfect Amino by Body Health. It's, like I said, 99% absorbable. It only has 2 calories. Eventually, the caloric intake has virtually no caloric intake. It will not break a fast. It tastes amazing. You mix it in water. I take this literally every single morning. If you're working out in a fasted state, you have to take a full spectrum amino acid prior to your workout to preserve your lean muscle and make sure that you're recovering properly. And again, it will not break your fast. So the caloric impact is virtually zero. You get all of the full spectrum amino acids. It tastes wonderful. I use it every single day. You can go to bodyhealth.com/ultimate. That's bodyhealth.com/ultimate, and look for the Perfect Aminos. They actually come in capsules if you're on the go, or it becomes in several flavors that they make in a powder, which I love. It's flavored with natural means of flavoring, so there's no artificial sweeteners in here. So this is one of my absolute favorite products. Give it a try. If you're working out at all, you need a full spectrum amino acid, go to bodyhealth.com/ultimate. That's bodyhealth.com/ultimate. I love their lab tested products. You can actually see the absorption rate for all of their products. They've got great electrolyte protein combinations. My favorite is the Perfect Aminos. bodyhealth.com/ultimate. And now back to the Ultimate Human Podcast.
So it's not fully baked yet, and we'll talk a little bit about it off camera, but I'll make the announcement here. I got approached by one of the largest social media platforms in the world, and they said, we're looking for an influencer, and we think you're the one to break a social media record, which is $1 million in sales in social media in one day on this particular platform. And so they were going back and forth about, you know, ideas of how we would do it. And I said, look, I'll do it on two conditions. Number one, that every dollar that we raise that day to break this record, we're going to donate to charity. And then number two, you guys are going to dollar match it. And so they agreed. I'm going to make the announcement here very soon. We're going to actually use social media for a lot of good, but I wanted to let you know that you were one of the charities that we chose.
I appreciate
there's,
that.
There's
man.
3 other ones. They're very, very, very big names. You're going to be excited to be alongside of them. Some
That's
of them
incredible.
Mentioned on this podcast. That. And the idea is in 24 hours, and we have major brand sponsors and product sponsors, that the audience is going to get 2 for 1 on every dollar they spend. If they buy a hydrogen bottle, they're going to get 2. If they buy a cold plunge, they get 2. If they buy Perfect Aminos, they get 2. Maybe if they buy a slate, they get 2. And they'll be able to double their money, and that money is going to go into charities like yours. And then this social media platform is going to match it, and we're going to break the internet for good, meaning for a good cause. And we're going to show that, you know, athletes, entertainers, celebrities, A-listers, and average people can all come together and just make a massive difference. So I'm excited to have The Max Crosby Foundation is one of the ones that we chose. So I'm pumped to do that with you.
I appreciate you, brother. It means a lot.
Yeah, we're gonna blow this up, dude.
No doubt. No, it's just the beginning. There's so much we can do and so much change out there. And you know, it's about footwork at the end of the day.
A lot of people talk about it.
You gotta be in the neighborhoods, you gotta go see the kids, you gotta be involved to make real change. And I love that.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about making an impact, and what does it really mean to make an impact? And are you really leading a life of significance, or are you leading a life of service? And when you're in service, like, you know, it comes back to you 100-fold. Like, I say it all the time. I feel like I live somebody else's life. I mean, just the fact that I'm sitting down with, you know, Max Crosby and we're chopping it up, and this doesn't feel like work to me.
No,
you know. And I mean, sometimes you got to look at your life and be like, wow. I mean, I feel like I live somebody else's life too. I'm blessed, and you know, just taking that time to give back and say thanks. So, so what's next for Max Crosby? You talk about wanting to be the best in the league and be the best version of yourself. What's the next 2-3 years look like for you? I mean, what is your purpose, your passion? Like, what's that light that you're focused on? It's waking you up every day, inspiring you.
Yeah. One of the greatest coaches I've ever been around is Rob Marinelli and Rich Bisaccia. They were with me a few years ago. They helped me grow as a person, as a player, probably more than anybody I've ever been around in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And they both always talk about this, but the microscope and the telescope. The microscope is the day-to-day. That's the most important. Over 90% of the time, you're focused on the microscope. The telescope is the future, the 2 to 3 years from now. What's your ultimate goal? What do you see yourself? How am I going to get to that point? Mm. You just peek at that from time to time. You think about it at night a little bit. You think about it in the morning. Think about it after a workout. Like, that's why I did that. You know what I mean? That's why I push myself, because I'm getting to that. And
one step closer.
Yeah, but majority of the time I'm in the microscope. And that's another big thing I learned in sobriety. You know, it's cliche, but at the end of the day, it's how I live my life. And it's one day at a time. All that matters is being here and being where my feet are. So, you know, it starts with, you know, 9 a.m. me and you doing this. And I'm going to worry about whatever I got to do next when it's time for that. But that's what's helped me gain so much ground, because I'm not worried about the future. I'm not worried about the past. I'm just worried about right now. And I've learned and realized that I can be so much more productive just by being present, instead of worrying about, oh shit, where do I got to be next? It's like, no, just be where you're at. And then when you got to get there, you'll be fine. And at the end of the day, if you put all that unnecessary stress on yourself, you're eventually just going to burn yourself out.
Mm.
I stay present at all times, and my energy, we always joke about it. We got to have elite energy today on the podcast.
Elite energy
at all times. Like, that's how we carry ourselves. It's like a competition, but that's the only way to do that is if you're present.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting here worried about the next podcast.
And if you're taking care of the temple.
If you're not taking care of your body, if you're not sleeping, if you're not, you know, feeding your body the right way, getting in the cold plunge 365, you know what I mean?
Dude, right before you came on the podcast, you sent me a picture of yourself in the
cold plunge.
You're
the cold plunge.
I'll be there at 9 and here I am in the cold plunge. I'm like, I just got out, dude. I had a cattle trough. I showed you my cattle trough.
Yeah, in the shower. This dude's got a steel freaking, I don't even know, a tank.
It's to feed cattle, but I don't know. Yeah. First of all, we're at the Red Rock in Las Vegas. I don't know where the hell they got a cattle trough, but
I have no idea. That's insane alone. But like you said, it's all about taking care of yourself and just bringing and being present at all times. And that's how I carry myself. So I know where I want to go. I know my ultimate goals. I want to be a Super Bowl champion. I want to be an MVP. A Super Bowl MVP. I want to be Defensive Player of the Year. I want to be a Hall of Famer. Those are my long term. Those are my telescope.
Dude, you're hearing it right here, dude. It's all going to come to fruition. He's speaking it into existence
right now,
baby.
I see it. And I've been talking like that since I was in college. When I was on scout team, I was 18 years old. I was 220 pounds out there on scout team trying to destroy their offense every day. He was the starting quarterback, Brogan. DT was the lineman, and they hated me. But like, I legitimately have been talking about this shit since day one. And the thing is, I don't like to say, you know, this is what I'm gonna get. It's because I believe I'm limitless at what I can do if I stay present and do what I do. So I'm just focused on the day-to-day, and I don't believe in a ceiling or any of that. So
that's so awesome, man.
I'm excited.
Max, dude, you're an OG, man. I can't even begin to thank you enough for coming on the podcast today. I know you got a tight schedule, so I'm gonna be respectful of that. I'm gonna have you back on as you start to reach these milestones so people can see that you speak it into existence and you put in the work every day, take care of the temple, you're going to get, I have zero doubt that you're going to accomplish all of those things, man.
I appreciate it, man.
So where can people find out more about the foundation? If they're interested in your foundation, where can they find out more about you? How do they find Max Crosby?
Yep. You can go to, my Instagram right now. There's a link in my bio, madmax.com, Mad Max organization. I don't want to say it wrong, but it's in my bio.
Okay.
We'll plug that on the show. But yeah. I got my website. We have our own Instagram page, the Mad Max Foundation. And you can find me on all social medias at Crosby Max. If you want to donate to my foundation, you got any more questions, it's all right there.
Perfect.
And I got the Rush podcast going on with my boys.
Absolutely. Check that out. We'll put a link to that in the show notes too.
Yeah, definitely got to check that out. A lot of great guests. Like you said, Dana. I think Dana was our...
I saw the one with Dana. It was funny.
He's incredible. Dude's the best.
You guys talked about the trip to Miami too, which was funny as shit because you guys... Yeah. This was right after our flight.
This is right after the flight. And it was all time.
You guys went to like Anatomy or something and walked in. It was a bunch of naked dudes.
Walking around. We're like, what the fuck is going on? Dana's like, we're leaving. Right
backed
now.
It up. Then you came to my apartment. You came to my condo.
And Dana was pissed.
Yeah.
Dana was pissed. He's like... You didn't tell me it's your fucking house. Like, what the fuck? You're like, no, just use the red light. Use the cobalt. He's like, I feel like such a fucking asshole. He's like, I just got to go. I got to go.
He did.
He was so flustered. Because
he called me. He's like, where can I get a cold plunge and a red light? And I'm like, come over here, dude. I mean, he goes, okay, text me the address. I text him the address. You guys get off the elevator. I'm like, it's like nine. You're like nine deep. You rolled in.
Yes. In this beautiful condo. Where he's like, this is your fucking house.
I'm like, yeah, you're my boy, man. It's my house, dude. Yeah. Go use the red light. Go use the, go use the Hypermax. Use the PMF,
Yeah.
Jump in the cold plunge. He's like, no, this is what I had in mind.
No.
You guys are 0 for 2 that day.
Yeah, 0 for 2. But you're a real one. That just shows who you are.
Yeah.
Guys like you and Dana, you open doors of your own house, to let people get better. And that's what it's all about, being loyal to people.
That was such a funny day. I was like, what's up, Max? We just got off the plane.
Hey, what up?
Yeah, we just left a room full of sausages and now we're in your condo. Yeah. This is not
now
working
we're in Gary's
out for us.
House. It's a tough afternoon.
It's a tough afternoon.
No doubt.
So I wind down every podcast by asking guests the same question. There's no right or wrong answer to this, but what does it mean to you to be an ultimate human?
To me, like I said, is being present, being the best version of myself. There's always room for improvement. I always, every post you see, I always am saying more is required, improve, more. Just I put those words on everything I have, the back of my phone, my locker. That's what it's about to me, is there's always room for improvement. And that doesn't mean I need to do 20 more things every single day. My schedule is already packed from 5:30 a.m.
right.
all the way to 9, but it's about refining those things and being adventurous in your thought process, because there's always room for improvement at all times. And you can't be stubborn. That's the biggest thing I've learned about being the ultimate human.
Yeah.
You cannot be stubborn. You always got to be learning. No matter if you're a football player, you're in business, whether you're in whatever it is, you constantly have to be curious and learning at all times, because that's the only way you're going to improve. And you have to be humble enough and grateful enough for what you already have to continue to grow. And that's the way I live my life. And that's how I, try to inspire the people around me and all the people following me and watching me during my career.
It's awesome, man.
You got to be humble, man.
I'm going to grab the popcorn and watch this next round from Max Crosby,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I appreciate you so much, man. Thank you for coming on the Ultimate Human Podcast.
Thank
and
you,
as
man.
Always, guys, that's just science.